we also do say that there is a world independently existing of the mind's perception. And I think that's where my materialist, I'm really struggling.
Okay. So let's just take one, let's back up one step and then rephrase the sentence, the quotation. All there is to our experience of the world is perceiving or perception. And all there is to perception is knowing. You see, if we say all there is to the scene, what do we mean by the scene, the world? We say all there is to the world, or all there is to the scene is seeing, or all there is to the world is the experiencing of it. Let's stick with the scene. All there is to the seen world is the experience of seeing. The conclusion of that is that all there is to the world is the finite mind. Either my own finite mind, either just my own finite mind, that's solipsism, or even the sum total of all finite minds. But nevertheless, in other words, if you were to remove all finite minds, then the world would not exist in any way whatsoever.
Yes,
That's a form of idealism that suggests that the world is just a projection of an individual or a collection of individual minds. And you, the realist in you doesn't like that statement, because the realist in you feels, no, there is something real about the world that is independent of the mind that perceives it.
Yes, totally.
So the realist in you is upset when you hear all there is to the seen is seeing. You're happy with all there is to seeing is knowing, because you're happy with the statement all there is to seeing, that is the finite mind, is consciousness. That you're happy, you've got no problem with that, and you're quite right. All there is to seeing, hearing, touching, tasting and smelling is knowing or consciousness. Your problem is with the first part of the statement. So not your problem, your objection is with the first part. All there is to the seen, all there is to the world is my finite mind. And something in you goes, no, there's more to the world than just my finite mind, or even the sum total of all finite minds. In other words, you're a realist. You believe there is something real to the world that exists independent of its being perceived. And I agree with you. But I'm also an idealist, because I think that the reality of that world that exists outside of and independent of the finite mind is consciousness, not matter, or mind, but with a capital M. I prefer to use the word consciousness to make the distinction. So I'm both an idealist in that I think that the ultimate reality of the world is consciousness, but I'm also a realist in the sense that I think that there is a world outside and independent of its being perceived. But that world doesn't look anything like the world appears to us, because if it's not being perceived, it doesn't appear in the way it appears now. So, in other words, the world is, as William Wordsworth beautifully said, we half perceive, half create the world. We perceive its reality. We perceive reality, but we create its appearance. So the world is, as we know it, is a conjunction of universal consciousness and the finite mind. And it's this interaction between the two that creates the world as we know it. The world as we know it, it derives its reality from infinite consciousness, but it derives its appearance from the finite mind. So the more accurate statement is, not all there is to the world is seeing, because we're saying, no, there's more to the world than just seeing, just the finite mind. We're saying, all there is to our experience of the world is seeing. It's true that all we experience of the world is seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling. So all there is to our experience of the world is seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling. But there may be something, some aspect of the world that is independent of our perception of it. What would that be? I would suggest consciousness, not matter.
Yes, excellent. So I think intellectually, that is also what I can agree with totally. I know my perception is heavily coloured. Deep inside, we know that there is a real world out there, which there's no way for us to perceive directly.
Directly, but it can't be perceived directly, because all our perceptions are limited by our perceiving faculties. But it can be known directly,
right,
by what we did this morning.
Yes,
you can't. It's not possible to perceive reality. That's why an artist or scientist must eventually become a mystic, because everything we perceive, everything we perceive is coloured by our perceiving faculties, so it's not possible to perceive reality, period. That does not mean that it's not possible to know reality. It is possible to know reality, but only by going to that place in ourself that is prior to and independent of perception or thinking. That's what we did this morning. So the journey we took this morning was the means by which we know. Not by knowing, I obviously don't mean conceptual knowledge, I mean really, truly knowing, touching, tasting reality. But we didn't go through thinking or perceiving. It's not possible to know to experience reality either through thought or perception. But it's possible to experience reality by going to that part of ourselves, because whatever we are obviously a part of reality. So what we essentially are must be the essential nature of reality. Whatever the wave is must be the essential nature of the ocean. So all we need to do to know reality is to go to that part of ourself which is absolutely real, but independent of thought or perception.
It is my experience that going inwards, who I sense and I feel who I am, like a bit of a leap.
You don't sense it or feel it. You know it. You don't sense it. It can't be sensed or felt. We feel emotions. We sense the body. Those are objects of experience. We perceive the world. We feel emotions. We sense the body. We cannot perceive, sense, or feel reality. We can only know it directly, not through perception, sensation, or feeling.
Yes, that is my experience, going inward. It's still not my experience that the world out there, what it is fundamentally made of, is the same building block that I'm made of. Intellectually, I get it, I think. I believe I know my nature, but I'm trying to make that leap to equate that to what's out there.
But whatever you are, would you agree that you come from the universe?
Yes.
So whatever you are, whatever you essentially are, must be the same as what the universe essentially is.
Right.
Just like whatever the wave essentially is, must be the same as whatever the ocean from which it emanates is. You only have direct access to yourself. You don't have direct access to the universe. Your only knowledge you have of the universe is through thinking and perceiving. You cannot discover its reality going through thinking and perceiving. You cannot see white snow through orange tinted glasses. or you cannot see the snow as it essentially is. If you look at it through orange-tinted glasses, well, the only way we can look at the universe is through orange-tinted glasses, thinking and perceiving. It is not possible to know the nature of the universe through the finite mind.
Yes, I think I get that. So,
so I want to ask you a question, Karun. I want to push back at you as a scientist. It's not what I'm suggesting is not hard to understand. It's obvious that our experience of the universe is mediated through sense perception and then conceptualized by thought. So, surely, any scientist who wants to know the nature of reality, what this stuff really is, must see that it is impossible to know that stuff through either sensing or through sense perception or through thought. So sooner or later, the scientist has to ask the question, is there any experience that is not mediated through perception or thought? Only that could be reality.
I'm totally with you. I know the universe cannot be perceived. So the only way is to go inwards and to make that link that what I'm made of and what the universe is made of must essentially be the same. And that is the connecting point that makes that leap that I'm looking for.
Yes, but then you take, if I understand you, I'm just checking that I'm understanding you correctly. What you then say is, but how can I make that leap experientially? How can I experience? I understand logically because that the reality of the universe must be the same as the reality of myself, namely infinite consciousness. But how can I experience that experientially? The assumption in your question is that you are not now experiencing that and that something needs to happen that will enable you to experience it. But why are you assuming that you are not now experiencing the universe made out of consciousness? It's just an assumption. Your understanding is way ahead of you. But because of this old belief system, you think, although I understand that the universe is made out of infinite consciousness, I'm not experiencing it. In other words, you believe that you're experiencing a universe made out of matter. But that is just a belief. It's an assumption. Get rid of that assumption. There is absolutely no evidence for it. So get rid of that assumption and just consider the possibility right now that the universe you are experiencing is made out of consciousness. Why don't you assume that, rather than assuming it's made out of matter, for which there is no evidence at all? Scientists have been looking for the physical universe for 2,500 years. They still haven't found it. So why don't you just abandon that assumption? And not assume that the universe you're experiencing is physical, and then think, well, I understand it's made of consciousness, but I'm not really experiencing it. No, why don't you tell yourself, I am experiencing the universe made out of infinite consciousness. Why don't you make that your assumption, given that it's consistent with your understanding? And you'll find that if you do make that assumption, the universe will just confirm that to you again and again. It'll become your new norm. You're no longer assuming that you are now understanding that the world is made out of consciousness, but perceiving it in a way that suggests it's made out of matter. No, you'll realize that what I'm actually experiencing is made out of consciousness. Your question is, how can I experience the universe made out of consciousness? You are experiencing the universe made out of consciousness. It's only your assumption that you are not that makes it seem that you are not, and therefore that you have to do something special in order to experience it. You're like someone who's watching a movie. A landscape in the movie, and so who says, no, I understand that the movie is made out of the screen, but how can I really experience it? How can I really experience the screen? Because I know it's made out of the screen, But what I'm really seeing is a landscape. So can I do something special to help me to actually experience the screen? You are experiencing the screen, but you presume you're experiencing the landscape. It's your assumption that it is a landscape that seems to prevent you from experiencing the screen. You don't have to do something special to experience the screen. You just have to remove your belief that you're experiencing a landscape. And that will then make your experience consistent with your understanding. I know you understand it's a screen. You're already experiencing it as a screen. What's preventing these two coming together? It is your assumption from your old belief system. It is your assumption that you're experiencing a landscape that prevents what you're actually experiencing and your understanding of coming together.
That's helpful, thank you. My assumption needs an upgrade.
Your assumption needs an upgrade. Exactly. Your assumption is way behind your understanding and is not consistent with your experience. But your assumption is so strong. You have allowed that assumption to overlay your experience. And you're experiencing reality as if it were in line with your assumption. You're looking at the movie and thinking, you have this deep belief that what you're seeing is a landscape. So even though you know you're seeing the screen, you feel you're seeing the landscape. Why do you feel you're seeing the landscape, although you know you're seeing the screen? It is because the depth of your conviction that you're seeing a landscape is overriding your experience. You don't need to change your experience. You are already perceiving reality. There's nothing apart from reality. What could you be experiencing apart from reality? But your belief that it is a material reality is like an overlay that is preventing you from knowing that you are actually already experiencing it as it is. So yeah, it's your assumption that needs an upgrade.
So I presume that once I start doing it, well, gently, things don't change overnight, things will become easier.
Yes, you'll get... just spend some time. Be like a proper... You are a proper scientist. Be like a proper scientist. Subject this possibility to the scrutiny of your experience. Just say to yourself, for the next month, I'm going to... Well, as much time as you can. Ideally, do the experiment for a month. Just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to put on one side my materialist assumptions. I'm going to assume, I'm going to upgrade my assumptions. I understand that reality is infinite consciousness. If reality is infinite consciousness, I must be experiencing it because there's nothing else to experience. So I'm going to presume that I am experiencing it as it is. I'm going to treat everything and everyone as if it were the same infinite consciousness that I am. And just fake it until you can make it. Just upgrade your assumption. You understand everything. Reality is infinite consciousness. If that's the case, you must be experiencing it because there's nothing else to experience. And just presume that you are experiencing it. In other words, and consciously upgrade your assumption and see what kind of a response you get from the universe. See if your life falls apart. See if you're less happy. See if there's more conflict in your relationships. Or see if there's a change in the quality of your relationships. See if there's a change in the response the universe gives you when you treat it in a way that it truly is. Now, that will be the conviction you get at the experiential level when the universe begins to confirm this possibility. Test it out in your experience. And then at some point, slowly, you'll just... The old assumption will fall away. It'll just become your new norm. And you'll realize more and more the extent to which your mind had been programmed by your culture to believe in a material reality. It's just a programming that is just woven so deeply into our minds. But that programming, it'll fade until the understanding that reality is infinite consciousness will just have more weight. You won't have to maintain it by effort then. It'll begin to be your new norm. And you'll think, oh my goodness, how did I ever believe that reality was made out of dead inert stuff called matter? Like, how did we ever believe the earth was flat? How did we ever believe the sun went round the earth? Why did we believe those things? Because that's what the senses seemed to suggest. Why do we believe that the world is made out of matter? Because that's what the senses seemed to suggest.
That's lovely. Thank you.